It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome to it. The Plan B What's After up? Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Man, get your cycle running right. What are you waiting for? Would you do it? Would you?
Yeah, you're running out of time, for God's sakes.
Find them on Facebook or give them a call, 269-876-0882.
Gelson.
Well, as always, on your After Show podcast, we do facts and opinions. Giving you the facts and then our perfect laid out opinions. It's that simple. It's that easy. Fact number one, opinion number one. The word candidate comes from the Latin word candidatus, which means clothed in white, because in ancient Rome, men running for political offices wore white togas.
Boy,
I think we should bring the toga back. Dude, it's you're just wearing a bed sheet. It's so comfortable. It's like I don't know why that ever went out of style. I would love to wear a toga every single day. Toga.
What was it, like the thousand count thread, or what's a real soft
one? Yeah, you
one?
Get some what Egyptian 10, cotton. Yeah, like 10,000 count Egyptian cotton or something like that. Yeah. God, your balls and donger are just living in a soft little cotton egg. Be perfect.
Here's the thing. It's basically what women wear sometimes. You know, they're basically wearing rugs. So they got it figured out.
Yeah, I think guys should be able to wear togas, you know, or kilts. I mean, I guess I could probably rock the kilt, you know. That's the next best thing.
Start playing the bagpipes.
Yeah, Brock started wearing that kilt. Now he's playing a bagpipe and talking with a Scottish accent. What a weirdo, man. That guy went too deep into it. All right, well, there. That is my platform for the 2020 election is I will bring back togas for men.
There you go.
Togas for men for everybody.
I like it.
Let's see. Fact number two, opinion number two. The reason there are usually mirrors next to elevators is to keep people distracted while they wait. No kidding. We're like parrots. We're like birds looking in a mirror.
Dude, that's brilliant.
Yeah?
I didn't really think about that. There's so many subliminal things going on in the world.
Yep. Yeah.
You're standing in front of that Vegas mirror, you know, waiting for an elevator.
Yep.
You know what another thing is, too, with Vegas like that? Kind of like a optical illusion, subliminal thing?
Hmm.
Buildings in Vegas, the higher, like some buildings, the higher it goes up, the smaller the windows are, I believe. Is that what it is? No. It's the opposite. The bigger the bigger windows are up top. So when you see a building from the distance, it looks closer than what it really is. So you're like, oh, let's go there.
Really?
And that's how they attract people, by making windows bigger up top.
Dude,
it's
we as the consumer, I don't think we get how much they're just pulling fast ones on us left and right.
Yeah.
Left and right. Well, think about it now. Our gas pumps have TVs on them. You know, it's just another way for them to advertise to us, you know, something before where you just sit there and
still that thing scares the hell out of me. That volume is always way too loud.
Jesus. This gas pump's talking to me. This is nuts. All right. We're all just fools. We're just fools in this world.
Getting scammed.
Fact number three, opinion number three, Friends went through three other titles first, Insomnia Cafe, Six of One, and Friends Like Us, before they finally fell on Friends. I'll be honest, I don't like that show. I don't think it's good.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either.
I think there's like parts of it, but yeah.
People love it.
Dude.
We're not in the majority here, people are yelling at us right now. But just to let you guys know, it's not that good.
I don't think it is. I mean, it's not a terrible show. Like, if it was the only thing I had to watch, I guess I'd be all right. But yeah, there's way better stuff out there. But hell, they were making how much? Like, they reached making like $2 million an episode or whatever it was.
Yeah, they're doing it right. That's for sure. They did something right.
Yeah.
It's just not my style, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then you throw the laugh track behind it, and I'm like, it wasn't funny, though.
Yeah, yeah. Show me one episode that's laugh-out-loud funny without the laugh track. It's kind of like with, what's that other one? The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
like,
not a fan.
It's almost too much with the laugh track, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. Shut up.
I wish we had a laugh track for our show, honestly, because there's times where
we should do a full show. We should do a full show with a laugh
track. Yeah.
Dude, that would be hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, it'd be hilarious. People would be like, what
is going on? Yeah, no, we're going to do it. It would remind me, and we're going to do a full laugh track show. Watch that. We have a meeting the next day, like, dude, it was the best show you guys ever done. I couldn't stop laughing. Really? All right. There you go. Okay. Laugh track worked.
The Plan B Morning Show, now in a full studio audience.
It was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Fact number four, opinion number four. A guy named Philip Noel Baker from England is the only person who's ever won an Olympic medal and received a Nobel Prize. He won a silver as a runner in the 1500 meters in the 1920 Olympics and then went into politics and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1959.
Yeah.
Showing off.
Come look. Yeah. Imagine that guy's house party. Here, come look at this. I got to show you something.
I
won the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. What's that gold thing next to it?
That's from the Olympics. I would just wear those around everywhere. Like it would be my necklace. I would wear. I'd put on my pants. I'd put on my shirt. Get my watch on, and then put on my two medals and just go around. Be like, yeah, I'm that guy. Look at me.
You know, like in Wayne's World, where he's holding his backstage pass out in front of him, just to make sure everybody can see it.
Everyone can see it. Yeah. Excuse me. Here you go.
Yeah.
All right. Fact number five. Opinion number five here. Do you wonder why Owen Wilson is in basically every Wes Anderson movie? Well, they were roommates at the University of Texas in the early 90s. He has been in a lot. Wes Anderson is kind of like, to me, what's the guy I don't like? I'm not a big fan of.
I don't really know too much about Wes Anderson, to be honest with you.
Johnny Depp does all of his movies. Why can't I think of his name?
Are you thinking of... Old boy did Batman,
yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim Burton.
See, Wes Anderson has a very unique style, and I don't mind. Some of his movies are a little too indie, a little too almost hipsterish, if that makes sense. He does have some very good ones that are awesome, but you can tell when you're watching a Wes Anderson movie, just like you can tell when you're watching a Tim Burton movie or a Guy Ritchie movie. There's just certain directors that just they have that look, they have that writing style, that feel, that directorial style. Yeah. But yeah, I think Owen Wilson is in like every single Wes Anderson movie. So,
wow,
is that Owen and Luke has been I think in a handful of them too. So,
wow.
Let's see, what are some of Wes Anderson's movies that you might know? God, he looks like a hipster, man. Let's see, feature films, Bottle Rocket. That was Bottle Rocket, Rushmore, and The Royal Tenenbaums were all co-written with Owen Wilson.
Never seen him.
The Life Aquatic, that's the one with Bill Murray. That's a really good movie.
Never seen it.
Let's see. Isle of Dogs, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Nope.
Never seen any of those. What about The Squid and the Whale?
Nope. This guy sucks.
Moonrise Kingdom, that's a decent movie.
Eh.
Yeah. But yeah,
I haven't seen it.
All those are I mean, you watch him, you can, and sometimes it almost seems like one big movie that he's written, like just the way the characters are and everything like that. Anyway, all right, there you go. Five facts, five opinions. Bing, bang, boom. We did it. There's some decent facts in there today.
Count it.
Oh,
man.
All right, that is going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. As always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now. Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.